Hello.
Hello, am I speaking to Carrie?
This is her.
Hi, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Mary, and I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote?
Probably vote.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Latino.
Okay. What is your race?
Puerto Rican and Guatemalan.
Okay. Thank you very much. What is your age?
39.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people state they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one, making college more affordable.
Yes.
Okay, from 0 to 10, how important it is for you?
Number one wasn't very important, right?
Yeah. 0, it's yes. Not important at all. 5, it's somewhat important. And 10, it's the most important.
I'm going to go with 10.
Okay. Remember that you can use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
Now, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Okay, improving K through 12 education.
10.
Okay, reducing substance abuse in our communities.
10.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, do you believe the health outcomes in the in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
They're probably worse.
Okay, thank you very much. Hey, now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
It's about the same.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two. Heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, alcohol, opioids and fentanyl, vaping, marijuana and other cannabis products, cigarettes, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs?
Alcohol for sure.
Okay. Do you believe that other one or just alcohol?
Also with the morphine.
Okay. That would be, Well, we do have heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, and the other one is ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs.
Oh, party drugs, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Now, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
Yes.
Okay, we say that you strongly agree, somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree.
Disagree. Okay.
Somewhat agree. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. So, oral nicotine patches.
No, not familiar.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
Not familiar.
Okay. Heat not burn tobacco products?
Unfamiliar.
Sorry, you said not familiar?
Familiar. Yeah, familiar.
Oh. Not familiar?
Familiar.
Oh, familiar. Will you say that you're very familiar or somewhat familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America, okay? So, as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. So, smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead switched from cigarettes, which is the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So after hearing this, what will you say is the primary reason for these changes? Cost of smoking has gone up, more education in anti-tobacco advertising, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or more government restrictions and bans?
The price has gone up.
Okay, thank you very much. Give me just a minute, we're almost done.
Okay.
Now, I'd like to read you 2 statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. We must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation supports like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. Or, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. So which one do you agree with more, the first one or the second one?
The first one.
Okay, thank you very much. And will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I'm going to go with probably more harmful.
Okay, will you say that it's much more harmful or somewhat more harmful?
Somewhat more harmful.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. I want you to please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Okay.
So the first one. Medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It is important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses.
Yes, very important. So it's 1, right? 1?
No, so 0 is do not agree at all.
Well, okay.
And 10 strongly agree. Okay.
Yeah, 10.
Thank you. Give me just a minute. Now, let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we're not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke. And we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we shouldn't leave them to die. We encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do.
Yeah, then.
Okay. Give me just a minute. Now, when someone is overdosing opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but saves their life. And we hear about opioid deaths every night in the news, but smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids, and the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage.
Yes, then.
Okay, thank you very much. We're almost done with the questions, okay?
So, okay.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
Yes, then.
Okay, you will say that you strongly agree, somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, e-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Oral nicotine patches?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Hit nut burn tobacco products?
No.
Thank you very much. Now, just switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year, or I got a bachelor's.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so that will be college. You do have a bachelor's
mm-hmm.
degree.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Now, which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Okay. Now, how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you very much. Now, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Will you say that you're a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I'm going to go with strong Democrat.
Thank you very much. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, will you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, you said?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Perfect, ma'am. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.